know how it's February already, but it is. And this year, Charlie Mike has a lot going on. So here's a quick update before we start the podcast. Charlie Mike takes in donations and sells shirts and other clothing, and I sell my books so that I can support the Great Commission. I will be speaking at churches and other events that I have already been invited to discuss the places I will be going with a missions team that Charlie Mike supports, along with the missionaries we will be traveling to work alongside. Just like when other ministries and missionaries go to churches who support them financially, I will be doing the same by their invitation. I don't make any money from Charlie Mike because this is my sacrifice, my reasonable one, as I will discuss from a scripture in a moment. So if you would like to support the mission of Charlie Mike, which in summary is knowing God and making God known and building up a generation of warriors that will go into the battlefield, the links for that support will be in the description below. So let's get started on this week's podcast, which I've labeled, What is on your altar? Does your altar have fire or ashes? Are your memories bigger than your dreams? Are you trying to sift through the ashes of your memories because you aren't sacrificing anything for God to use in the dreams that He has put in your heart, the desires that He has given you? And you can identify those desires and dreams from God because they glorify Him and not the world or yourself, because we are really supposed to be sacrificing ourselves by dying to our flesh daily. And the flesh isn't skin and bones, but our fallen nature. Give yourself up as a living sacrifice. So it says in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. It is a mercy to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And in being able to do that, we need to make the offering of ourselves to God as a person who pursues holiness, not someone trying to sacrifice ourselves to the world. And that verse ends with, which is your reasonable service. And in one verse later in Romans 12:2, it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So when we conform to the world, we sacrifice what God has for us to darkness. We sacrifice light for the darkness. But in order to present ourselves as a living sacrifice, we must have a renewing of our mind that will transform us so that we will know what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. We have the light. We have the gospel. We have the greatest story in history ever told about the man Jesus with the greatest love ever lived. We got to remember something about love. It does not affirm bad behavior. It disciplines it. And an undisciplined lifestyle is a lifestyle sacrificed to darkness. It is something that we must show a light to, that we must show a love so powerful it causes us to desire to change and to die to self, because selfishness isn't love. This love exposes the things that goes against the gospel, because without the gospel, you cannot know what true love is. True love sacrifices selfish desires. It sacrifices self. So we must fuel the fire on our altar. What are we putting on the altar? And like I mentioned before, Charlie Mike is something that I must put on the altar daily. I must put myself on the altar daily so my sinful and selfish desires don't lead me or my family. When this happens, I allow the Holy Spirit to lead my family, and the Holy Spirit will lead you to be obedient to what Christ calls us to do with the authority He has given us. And in John 20:21, it says, so Jesus said to them, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And in 28:18-20, it says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Don't be overconfident and cocky like Peter, because Peter said, I will never, when Jesus told Peter what he would do about when he would deny him. Don't follow the Holy Spirit at a distance to avoid sacrifice. Don't follow Jesus at a distance to support your fleshly convenience. Peter was overconfident and followed at a distance for his own safety. Giving up something that harms you is not a sacrifice. Giving a little bit isn't a sacrifice. Giving up all of yourself is the sacrifice. When you lose affection for Jesus, the world will become more attractive. Peter stood at the fire of the Pharisees after he denied Jesus. And when you feel defeated like the disciples did when Jesus was placed on the altar of the cross, doubt started sinking in. The devil and his demonic forces will try to plant doubt that makes you question in the dark what God promised in the light. But there are promises in the Bible about you being in the dark, how you can come out of it. Pastor Vlad said this about doubt. Doubt is a struggle faced for the believer, and unbelief is the condition of the unbeliever. Doubt says, I can't believe. I need more proof. Unbelief is, I refuse to believe in spite of the truth. Doubt is honest. Unbelief is stubborn. Doubt is looking for the light. Unbelief is being content in the dark. And I thought that was perfectly broken down, so I wanted to share that with you. And then a common response to bad things happening, or a common response that we use to soothe our flesh and passivity, is everything happens for a reason. You've heard this said. I've been guilty of saying it. We've all heard somebody say it. Not everything that happens is endorsed by God. Not everything is God's will. You have to search the scriptures and pursue God in prayer to find out what his will is and what is required of us after we are confronted with his will. So after we are confronted with his will, we have to make a decision on if we're going to follow it or not. Everything is not part of God's will in a fallen world, because a fallen world is not part of his will. Too many Christians get an illness or lose a job or are mistreated by family, friends, or coworkers, and then fall for the everything happens for a reason misconception. Well, everything does happen for a reason, but that reason may not be God's will. The reason is we live in a fallen world, and people make good and bad decisions, and every action has a reaction. We are responsible for our actions, and we are responsible for our response to other people's actions or just anything happening. We're responsible for our response. Let's take a look at illness for a second. If someone is sick and your belief is everything happens for a reason, why would you pray against that sickness that you believe is God's will? Why would you go to a doctor to try and get rid of it if it's God's will? Why would you ask for strength to endure it and then try to get healed from the so-called will of God? We need to fix our attitude. We need a new mind that looks through the lens of God's perspective and stop trying to justify our own deceitful heart. Maybe your mind that is not transformed, your passive attitude, the lies from the enemy need to be placed on the altar so that your mind can be transformed in the fire and you will be given wisdom so you stop leaning on excuses for why things are happening. And since you're just not happy with the results, you strip all responsibility for your response and attitude toward what seems to be a loss. Maybe that losing circumstance was exposed so you could bring that situation before God at the altar. He gets the glory for the situation instead of you pouting because you aren't in control of the world. Remember, we walk in the authority that Jesus gave us, but that authority is not from us, but with us. Christians don't go to church enough during the week to make up for all the time not spent in devotion and prayer with God. We can't spend every day in church, but you can spend every day in his presence. The thing about praise and worship is you can only give God the portion of praise according to your awareness of who God is. He reveals who he is, but if you aren't in his presence, you won't experience him. Your ministry is everything you do during the day to glorify Jesus in obedience. You don't have to have a name on it like I do with Charlie Mike. As long as Jesus' name is on it and in it, you walk with power. But many times we get in the way, so we must be living sacrifices so Jesus can work with us and through us with the Holy Spirit. Go to the altar every day so that you can present yourself as a sacrifice in the ministry Jesus called you to, the place he wants you to deploy. In our Christian life, we must abandon passivity if we want to fulfill the great commission that Jesus gave us. But much of the church believes that we are stuck on this earth with Satan, and they have raised their white flag of defeat to him. But if we would wave our white flag to Jesus, it would become a white flag of victory. And then we would realize that we are not stuck on this earth with Satan, but he is stuck on this earth with us, the army of God. In my book, White Flag of Victory, I discuss my time in combat and the parallels between warfare in the military and the warfare in the Christian life. If you'd like to add this to your library, you can find it on Amazon and the link in the description below. if you haven't surrendered your life to Christ and are ready to come to God, I would like to lead you in a prayer in just a moment. But first, I want to be clear. Praying a sinner's prayer is not a ticket into heaven. These are not magic words. You must follow Christ and live for Him. You cannot receive salvation by your own merits, but by what Jesus has already done. Ask to receive the Holy Spirit, to be filled and experience what God has for you. You will not live the same life or be able to keep Jesus to yourself if you become a Christ follower. 1 John 2:4 tells us that the one who says, "I have come to know Him," and does not keep His commandments is a liar. Those commandments are to love God and to love others. If you love God, you will follow Him, and if you truly love others, you will want others to experience God and give their lives to Him as well. So if you are ready to pray, pray this. God, I ask for forgiveness. I believe Jesus died for me, and nothing I have done wrong is too great for the power of His blood that was shed for me. I am ready to forsake the world and live a changed life because I realize how much You love me. I love You, and I'm ready to live for You. If you made the decision to surrender your life to God and follow Jesus, I encourage you to spend time daily with Him in prayer and reading His Word and worshiping Him for who He is. Much will be revealed to you in this time with Him. Be a part of a community of believers to grow in the fullness of God and His Word, and join a church that does the same. Get involved and stay accountable to each other. Also, please let me know that you made this decision by emailing me at charliemike.me@gmail.com. Or message me on Facebook at facebook.com/charliemikeinternational.